Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. Today, we're going to talk about real, honest-to-goodness Baltimore, snowballs. Not Hawaiian shaved ice, not Italian shaved ice, and certainly not snow cones that come in a flimsy paper triangle that leaks out all over your shirt. So that we're on the same page, a Baltimore snowball, usually but not always spelled with a W, is shaved ice served in a styrofoam cup and sloshed with sweet syrup. Almost always artificially flavored, no real fruit juice here, and often topped with marshmallow cream. We've been serving them up in Baltimore for about 150 years, and in fact can boast to having the oldest snowball stand in America, the Peggy on Walther Boulevard. The first snowballs, at least that we could find, came from ancient Rome and Japan, where the wealthy would send servants up into the mountains in the summer to bring back cups of snow that they would flavor with things like honey. Our snowball lineage in Baltimore, of course, does not go that far back, but we did start eating them about 150 years ago when our ice in the summer came from ponds up in Maine and New Hampshire. Back then, people would cut blocks of ice from frozen ponds, put them in crates filled with hay or sawdust for insulation, and then put them on trains heading south to hot places like Georgia or Florida or here. As the birthplace of American railroading, the B&O got its start here, but that's another story, many of the railroad lines that the ice trains followed came through Baltimore. Kids would line up along the tracks where the trains idled and beg the railroad men to shave off a little ice and put it in the little cups that they brought with them. The railroad men often obliged. And then the kids would run home to their mothers and ask for syrup to put on top. One of the first syrups was something moms could make at home easily. It consisted of eggs, milk, vanilla, and sugar. Egg custard. And egg custard is still one of the most popular flavors today. Snowballs caught on, especially after we started manufacturing ice here in Baltimore in the early 1900s. People would sell them from push carts in the street. Movie houses would sell them in the summer before they got air conditioning. During the Great Depression, they were known as hard time sundaes, sweet desserts that were cheaper than ice cream. And after the Depression, they kept on taking off here in Baltimore at corner stores and now commonly at plywood stands by the side of the road. So what about the flavors? If you get a snowball at the beach on the Jersey Shore or at Coney Island in New York, and certainly if you get one here in Baltimore, the flavor almost for sure comes from one place, a company called Cold Kiss in Baltimore's Morrill Park neighborhood. Cold, by the way, is spelled with a K because it's Baltimore and because why not? Cold Kiss sells something like 80 different flavors to snowball stands all over the country. There are 90 days in the summer, so you can basically have a new flavor every day. As to what flavors are most popular, I'm going to go out on thin ice, ha, and say that based on my extensive research at no fewer than 3 snowball stands, egg custard is still immensely popular, with cherry and skylight rounding out the top 3, or as my kids call them, simply red and blue. I'm going to wrap up with the claim that I made in the beginning, that Baltimore has the oldest snowball stand in America, now called the Peggy. The other contender is a place in New Orleans called Henson's, which does have decent snowballs. It was founded in 1934 and at times claims to be the oldest. The only problem with that is the records show, at least the records here in Baltimore, that the Peggy on Walther Boulevard got started in 1933, a year earlier than Henson's. Case closed. If you would like to learn more about Baltimore snowballs, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-minute history videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.